Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, August 21st, 2020, Enhance Iowa Board Meeting, August 2020. The Enhance Iowa Board met on August 20th, 2020. The Board took the following actions: approved the extension of two contract completion dates, approved the following 12 Community Action and Tourism, or CAT, grant awards: City of Sioux City, Chris Larson Park Riverfront Development, $400,000, City of Estherville, Estherville Municipal Swimming Pool Project, $250,000, City of Marion, the Marion Public Library New Building Project, $450,000. City of Tabor and Tabor Library Association, Lakin Library and Envisioning Center, $186,877. City of Holstein, Holstein Aquatic Center, $300,000. Woodbine Community Foundation, Woodbine Community School District, and City of Woodbine, Woodbine Regional Wellness Center, $450,000. Madison County Conservation Board, Madison County Conservation Center, $450,000. Iowa Railroad Historical Society, All Aboard Capital Campaign, $150,000. Linn County Conservation, Morgan Creek Park Development Phase 1, $350,000. Red Oak Grand Theater Incorporated, Expand the Grand Phase 2, $150,000. Winnebago County Conservation Board, Winnebago County Environmental Education Center, $250,000. And City of Mason City, the Principal Pavilion, $375,000. The Board has $1,251,074 remaining for CAT grants after the awards just mentioned. The Enhance Iowa Program provides financial incentives to communities for the construction of recreational, cultural, educational, or entertainment facilities that enhance the quality of life in Iowa. The Enhance Iowa Board is appointed by the governor and oversees the administration of the CAT grant program. Additional duties include the oversight of the sports tourism program and the river enhancement community attraction and tourism program. Appropriations from the infrastructure budget for the CAT grant program fund infrastructure projects to assist communities in the development and creation of multi-purpose attraction and tourism facilities. To be eligible, projects must be permanent recreational, cultural, educational, or entertainment attractions, be available to the public, and promote tourism in the local communities. Eligible applicants include cities, counties, public organizations, and school districts in cooperation with a city or county. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Ron Robinson, Senior Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency, at 515-281-6256.